There is a supernatural presence in this place. You can tell that the intercessors have been on their job. Lift your hands in this place. For the presence of God, hallelujah, and our host, Apostle Jake and his wife, those great leaders and apostles and prophets that have gathered in the saints of God, that have gathered in this house. Shema kufen dele kandele mosuku bacha. Pandi likin chakwa amosu. Somebody that came here with sickness in your body, lay your hands on your body. God said, I'm healing you right now. I'm healing your body. I'm rebuking the adversary. I'm rebuking infirmity. I'm rebuking depression and rebuking the hand of the enemy against your mind and your spirit. The presence of God is mounting up in this place. You have cleared the atmosphere and the heavens are open. This conference shall declare the glory of God. We shall see the signs and wonders and manifestations of God like we've never seen them in the last several years. We shall experience the glory of God because our hearts are open. If your heart is open, clap your hand and shout as loud as you can. Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your power. Lay your hands on somebody next to you. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for your power, oh God. Just take a few moments tonight. Let the presence of God saturate this place. For what God has prepared for us tonight is a supernatural impartation. And because you are so willing and open to the Spirit of God tonight, we all shall leave this place full. Those of you that came expecting, let your faith extend itself tonight. Go past your feelings, go past your concerns, and reach out to Jesus. Like the woman who had the issue of blood, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, she decreed, make a declaration in the beginning of this conference that you are going to walk out of here with your miracle, with the word that you sought God for prophetically, apostolically. You're going to go out of this place as pastors and leaders and women of God and men of God, and the saints of God are going to go out of this place. I just sense in this place that God is so imminent in this house that I believe that there is a thunder and a glory that's in this house. And so when I count to three, I want you to clap your hands and shout as loud as you can. Those of you who've been depressed, you've been under stress, I want you to shout because God is getting ready to receive your praise. One, two, three, shout! Woo! Lift your hands in the Holy Ghost and welcome God's presence in this place. He is the healer. He is the supernatural God. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, this is a night of nights. A night of miracles. A night of signs and wonders. Look him straight in the eye and say, this is my night to be healed, to be filled, to be renewed in strength. In Abashanda, but in power. Glory. Glory. If you can, look at your neighbor and say, if you can. With all that fire in you, say, with all that fire in you.
With all that fire in you.
If you can, try to sit down. And if you can't sit down, you're just like Jeremiah. It's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Turn to someone, hug them before you sit down, and tell them the Lord love them, and we're glad we're here in this great conference. My team is getting ready.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. You know what? You were clapping your hands a few minutes ago, sound like angels. So let's do it again. I want you to clap them as fast as you can. Look like angels are flying. They're flying. They're flying. Let me ask you a question. How many came to be healed? How many came to hear a word from the Lord? How many came to get recharged? Y'all know how y'all plug y'all cell phones in. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to get plugged in too. Plug into the source that'll deliver you. The source that'll transform your mind, your thinking, your attitude, your disposition. It will change everything about your life and in your life if you allow God to do it. Praise God. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to allow God to do it. I'm going to allow him to heal me. I'm going to allow him to deliver me. I'm going to allow him to do. One of the things that my group is getting ready to come and sing, so y'all come on and get ready. They come in part of our choir. A lot of them couldn't get off tonight, but we brought what we could. I want to thank those for driving all the way, getting off their jobs, rushing to come and be a part of this. Praise God. Would you clap your hands as they come? Yes. Brother Philip, you here? Brother Philip, he's the air traffic controller. He's got to go to work early in the morning in Fargo, but he came to bring the group and some of the singers. Praise God, praise the Lord. They from all over. Look at them; they're smiling. Yes, praise God. Yes. Even a lot of them from Africa, and it's cold, but they still smiling. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want you to look at somebody next to you and say, "This is a season that we cannot afford to miss. We must shake off." Everything that we know in the past that have hindered us. We have the mental mind.
Come on now.
We have the mental mind.
We have the mental mind.
And the strong heart.
And the strong heart.
To be determined.
To be determined.
To receive what God has for us.
To receive what God has.
If you believe that confession, clap your hands and give God some praise in this place. Tell him thank you. Here's the other thing. Tell him, say, I'm sorry. Look at somebody and say, I'm sorry. But I can't be you. And you can't be me. So if you see me praising the Lord, and it's not like you, just know we're different. But we're called by the same God to walk in the Spirit. Now touch him and tell him it's going to be all right. God's going to work a miracle in your life. So before they sing, I want you to lift your hands and get ready for what God is already doing in this place. I want to thank Apostle Jake and his wife and all the teams and just the reunion of United Team International. I'm glad to be a part of it. And I believe it's growing. I believe it's going. Praise God. And I believe, praise God, that God has greater things in store for us in the North Country. About 3 weeks ago, we had a pastor that came to us from Singapore, and he's traveled the world and just came out of Poland and had a great revival. Said he told the people in Poland, said, if you really want what God's got, meet me at 5:00 in the morning. He said for a week, that place filled up with 200 people at 5 a.m. in the morning in Poland, praying and crying to God for several hours before they went to work. Came to our church. And he said to us, he said, listen, people think that the great move of God is going to take place in the big cities. He said, but the big cities are under judgment. Come on, amen. A lot of the big cities are under the judgment because of the corruptness in the cities. But he said, it's areas like these and in the northern countries and in the Midwest where the presence of God has opportunity because we have made it serious that we want to see God. That ain't been without warfare. How many know what I'm talking about? That's been with much warfare. But you know what? Praise God. Warfare causes you to get strong. The Bible says, count it all joy. Didn't it say it? When you enter into what? Divers temptation, knowing that what? The trying of your faith worketh patience. And you need to let patience have its perfect work. God does not move when you want him to move, but he knows when to move. Somebody say hallelujah. So tonight, when God begins to deal with you tonight, allow his presence and his glory to take root in here. I'm honored that they would even allow me to be here tonight and to help open up this service. I believe that God has a word for us tonight, and that word is going to dominate everything else that's been coming against us. And we're going to walk in the fullness of the power of God. Do you believe that tonight? Well, I might ask you to clap your hands and raise them, but you know what? The Bible said clap your hands, some of you people, a few of you people. No, it didn't. It said clap your hands, all you people. So all you people, clap your hands. And shout unto God what was it. Brother Philip, have you got a microphone? Got a mic, Brother Philip?
Yes.
You don't need a mic? Pray to talk to him, say something to him, and then tell him what they're going to sing.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad you guys are getting your hands warm. Don't get too comfortable because this next song is all about clapping. So when you guys catch on, feel free to join us. You can hit that.
honor to God for this opportunity. Give me a minute while I get the song set. We weren't prepared for it.
I like that.
Clap your hands.
Hallelujah. You know, this is a wonderful time. I remember in Belize we went and we got into it. And, you know, from being up north, sometimes we get a little bit cold, a little bit stiff and a little bit starchy. And we got down there and, you know, about 2.5 hours later, we were a mess as far as messed up in Jesus, but it was such a wonderful release in the Spirit. You know, you start dancing in the Spirit for about 2.5 hours. You know, I love speaking in tongues and speaking in the Spirit and stuff like that. That's fantastic, but dancing in the Spirit is pretty cool too. You know what I'm saying? And He can give you supernatural quickening power of the Holy Spirit in your body, which we're supposed to use for healing and everything else, amen? And so, you know, just let it hang out in a good sense. You know, I've said things like that before, and that's been dangerous, but hallelujah. Well, it's so good. Everyone's traveled. We thank you so very much. The price has been paid. We still got people coming in from Pakistan and Africa. I think my wife went to pick Steve up from the airport, and my son's coming from Idaho picking up 3 people from Pakistan. They were telling me, and I was trying to understand what they were saying, and they were saying, I think he's saying that he wants about 30 minutes live stream. And so on Monday morning, he called and he said, we're going to be there on Thursday night. That is what I call live streaming. Yeah, so he's flying all the way from Pakistan to get here, and they're going to be here about 12 o'clock, and there's some things that are going on in the Holy Spirit with the men and women of this earth that is mind-shaking, mind-boggling, amen? And we see and we hear so much negativity in the realms that we are dealing with, whether it be the TV, whether it be the political system, whatever system it is. But you know what? There's a system on the earth called the kingdom of God that is so much powerful or than anything that man or anything else has to offer. Amen. And so thank you so very much for doing all of this. Thank you, Community Church, for hosting this. Let's give them a hand. Man, they're outstanding. They're outstanding. We really appreciate them. And it's a real honor to be a part of the work of God here in Thief River Falls. But remember that we are we're a uniting force, uniting churches, uniting men and women, uniting businesses, uniting people together so that we can have relationship. And through relationship, we're much better off together. Amen? Because in those relationships, we start spanning the globe. And I never had an opportunity to go into Canada and do what we were doing. For 37 years, I went to the Indian people, never going anywhere else. And then I was introduced 2-3 years ago up in Canada area, and I had a breakthrough. It's like, you know, when you get 200 in the congregation and you're trying to break through past 200 or 100, you know what? God's looking for all of us to get our breakthrough this weekend. In fact, He's insisting on it, and I'm insisting on, I'm going to get my breakthrough. And if you would insist on that, that'd be fantastic too. Amen. So we're going to receive an offering this evening. And, we get to receive an offering this evening. And we're sowing into the kingdom for such a time as this. And you know what? If I had $1 million, maybe I could rustle up $1 million. But if I had that and I could sow it, could you believe that God could actually give you a harvest greater than what you sowed? Bible kind of states a little bit like that. And none of us have $1 million probably right now. And if you do, please come forward and I'll meet you in the hallway. Hallelujah. But you know what? When we give, we have to expect something, that God is giving something back to us much more than we could give. You know, from the very beginning, that when God started giving me, whatever it was, But in the financial realm, he was always blowing my mind, blowing my mind, blowing my mind, blowing my mind. If my mind would get out of the way. Amen? And so let's just, okay, mind over matter, out of the way. Spirit, come in, and as the people give, Lord, that there would be something in the Holy Ghost that they'd even start laughing about it. They'd even start laughing about it right now in the Holy Spirit, Lord, in this giving. God, it'll be a joy offering. We receive a joy offering tonight. Before the word of the Lord and this song comes, we receive a joy offering. Would you please just raise your right hand? Hallelujah. 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 How many times have I been healed that I would have to pay a doctor bill? How many times, Lord, that I've prayed for my kids that they didn't fall into harm's way? How many times, Lord, when I submitted my life and gave it to you in every aspect, how many times did you come back with 100-fold? Tonight we believe, Lord, there's 100-fold. As we give whatever we give, Lord, it's 100-fold ministry power on the giving tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for each person as they give. Bless them in every way. Lord, that this would be the most exciting time in their entire life. And if we're 85 years old, we're pressing the restart button and we're starting everything anew tonight in Jesus' name. Can you receive that? In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you in your giving. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to United Team International. And bless you in that. All right? Are you ready for this next song? It's not, man, they were ready, man. They've taken off on it. All right, yeah, we'll give you some time to give. And so we receive the offering. We don't take the offering, we receive it. So our brothers are here. And if, like I said, if you're making another check, make it payable to the community, or I should say United Team International. God bless you in your giving. Hallelujah. Well, we have a great children's ministry going on, and it's just going to intensify. We've got Mary from Winnipeg. Would you please stand up? Let's give her a hand. She was in our youth ministry and children's ministry this summer, and that was fantastic. All I hear is great reports, great reports. I should probably go to Winnipeg because you're famous down here. All right. Thank you so very much. Famous up there too. Yeah, they're not going to give up their best. You know what I mean? All right. So are we ready? Get set? Go.
That was your cue, I think. Thank you.
Amen. Give them another hand tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We just put together our choir about, and Brother Filippo is out of the military, and he's an air traffic controller in Fargo. And many of them that are in that choir are awesome. And this is their first time singing together outside the church.
Wow.
So I just
love it.
So yeah. God bless you, Pastor, to the leadership of this church, to those who've traveled far and near. God has dealt with my heart tonight. And as I was writing, I just want to thank the Lord. I want to acknowledge my wife, Sister Amy, of 41 years. She's been my sweetheart forever. And just stand. We speak in tongues at my house. Amen. Because we speak Tagalog, her language. Praise God. So I'm so thankful for her traveling with us. She's retired now, and I'm so thankful for her being able to travel with me most of the time. Over the last 30 years, I travel pretty much by myself a lot of times overseas, but I'm so thankful today. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be here. I won't be before you long. I'm only about a three-hour preacher, so I promise you that my African blood will not take me to 3 hours tonight. But I have something in my heart that I feel that if I take my time, I'll start low and go high. But I believe that God is here. I honor Brother Wagner and all the great people, Brother Oscar, and all those that have traveled from different countries and here in this area. Praise the Lord. My testimony is that God sent me to North Dakota. Praise the Lord, because I didn't put in for orders when I was in the Philippines during the Vietnam War. Right at the end of the Vietnam War, we were there, and so they asked us, where do we want to be stationed? Well, at that time, I'd given my life to Christ. I'd just gotten saved, and the Lord was working in my life. I'd probably been saved maybe over 7 months at that time, and I just decided that wherever God wanted me to go, that I'd go wherever God wanted me to go. So when they came, they said, Sarge, you've been over here for a long time. It's been more than 3 years since you've seen your mom, your relatives. You've been overseas all this time. Praise God. I got saved. Really gave my life to Christ over there. I grew up in the Baptist church. Praise God. Good foundation, but just straight into the world. But God saved me. So at that time, I just felt God had a calling on my life. And I just decided, you know, whatever the computer wanted to do, let it just pull my name. You know, and the guy looked at me and said, you out of your mind. You could end up somewhere you don't want to be. Where's your mom? I said, well, she's in North Carolina. I said, well, you probably get Florida or Alabama or Georgia. You get somewhere close to home, Virginia, because I was a policeman. And they said, you probably can get about anywhere. But I insisted, just let the computer pull my name out. And I was working at a nuclear storage area where they had the nuclear weapons. My job was the comptroller to control entry in and out of the nuclear weapons. Some of you in the military would understand that. And so I remember that day the phone rang, and I couldn't answer because I was too busy letting people into nuclear storage areas where the bombs were. And somebody answered the phone and said, yep, Sergeant Cole is here. What? He got orders? Sergeant Cole, you got orders? I said, yes, where am I going? And the guy started laughing. He said, North Dakota. I said, so where is that? I mean, where's North Dakota? He said, it's the place where you can set your milk in the windowsill at the barracks and you don't need a refrigerator. I said, man, you guys are lying. It ain't nowhere in the world. They called it. One guy said, yeah, man, you got to plug your cars in. I said, plug a car? Plug a car into what? Plug it into electricity, man. You got to plug it in because if it don't, it freeze up. I said, man, ain't no place like that in the world. Guy said, ain't no trees there either. I said, what you mean ain't no trees? He said, man, the state bird is a mosquito and the state tree is a telephone pole. I said, you guys need to come on. Praise God. And so everybody started laughing. So they said, Sarge, I heard you got orders. So all the guys, I've been there for 36 months. They said, Sarge, you got orders, man. You're getting out of this place. I said, yeah, man. They said, where you going, man? You're going to go to California? You're going to Michigan? I said, man, I'm going to North Dakota. They said, North Dakota? I never forget when my wife and I got off the airplane. We came through LAX. We'd come through California. Of course, that was a huge airport. And so then we came through Minneapolis, and then they said, we're coming to Grand Forks, International Airport. So I thought, you know, LAX, big Grand Forks, big airport. Amen. So when we got ready to land, it was about 40-some inches of snow already on the ground. It was 42 below zero. And I was looking out the window, and it was a lady from, I think she was from up in a Botno area. And she said, I said, so where's the airport? She said, you see that little building down there? I said, that's a house, isn't it? She said, no, that's the international airport. I said, international airport? How can an international? She said, we fly across the border to Canada and back. Got off the airplane. We didn't have no coats. We had summer clothes on. My sponsor from the military base came, and he saw us, and he said, I figured you'd probably be coming, and I heard you hadn't been in the States in a long time, and you come to this place. So he brought us some coats and put us some coats on, and then I noticed something. I said, hey, man. He said, what? I said, what? What's that cord hanging out in the front of that car? He said, man, it gets so cold, you got to plug them in. I said, oh, Lord. I looked up, and there was no trees. I said, oh, Lord. But little did I know that God had a plan for me. He had a plan for me, praise God, in North Dakota. He had a plan for my life. And I recognize that when I had spent the time in prayer and fasting and seeking the Lord before I came here, that God had said to me, I will use you to reach the nations. I will use you to reach the nations. Since I've lived in Grand Forks, North Dakota, I've been to 54 countries of the world. We have to understand that God knows what he's doing. Lift your hand and say, do it for me tonight, Lord. It's a supernatural season when we cannot afford to allow ourselves not to be who God has called us to be. But we can't be who we really need to be without him. Except you abide in me, the Bible lets you know that you can do nothing. So this hour tonight, and I believe that God is speaking to us that this is the season we must abide in him. We must understand how God thinks. Somebody say, where is that? Let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. So I thinking, touch your neighbor, say, your thinking got to change. Paul said that he was persuaded that nothing shall separate him from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. We are up against some of the most awesome onslaughts of the devil we've ever been up against. Jesus told us that these days would come, that perilous times would come, and we're in them now. But he said for us not to be fearful, but he said, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. I want everybody here just to look up. Symbolically say, I'm looking up. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. The metaphor to look up means that you need not hold your head down because we're in the season of the power of the presence of God. And because of it, God is speaking to us clarity and strength. He's speaking to us if we would only turn our ears on. I'm going to challenge you that don't be on the computer so much that you can't hear God. Don't be on social media so much until you're so social that you ain't spiritual no more. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. And so when we understand where we are, we recognize that we've got to take some things off in this season, because you know how it is in life. You accumulate stuff that you really can't take with you to heaven. Some stuff gets on you just because of what you go through in life. Some hurts and things. And you know, we're glad we have a liver, and the liver cleanses your body. Praise God, you need a spiritual liver that can clear some of the stuff and junk out of your life so you can be free in the Holy Ghost. If you want what God has for you, you have to empty out what's been inside of you. You have to come to a place that you allow God to change your disposition. Never mind everybody, because some people are going to do what they want to do. But you have to keep your eyes upon the prize. You have to keep your eyes upon the things of God. You got to recognize that if anything God has to show you. Brother Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Man, you look good. I'm as handsome as you are. That's a good thing, man. Just joking. But you have to understand that God now is working on the inside of you and he's transforming you. And so this becomes very personal if you really want to be what God wants you to be. So we recognize that we cannot do this without the help of God. We cannot accomplish it without God's wisdom. We cannot accomplish it without God's logos and his rhema. We cannot accomplish it without God's presence. So lift your hand and say, Lord, fill me the more. Just like your automobile has to have gasoline to keep going, you need the Spirit of God to keep going. You need the power of God to strengthen you. You need the Spirit of God to wash you. And you know what we have to do? We got to get out of the business of being entertained when the gospel is being preached. Somebody say hallelujah. Sometime when my mother put greens on the table, I didn't like all those greens, but she said you wasn't going to get no dessert until you eat them greens. Come on, say hallelujah. So some things in your life you're not going to see until you give up some stuff and say to God, okay, I'll take it. Okay, God, I know I don't want to do this. This is not my comfort zone, but I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to stand in the things of God. Brother David, I want to thank you for praying for me. You challenged me last year. You told me I was going to start throwing churches. You know what happened? We went to Spirit Lake Reservation about 3 months ago. They literally gave me two buildings on the reservation. Now listen to this. Those buildings had been shut up for 10 years. When we opened the buildings, they had been remodeled 10 years ago, and they shut them up because they didn't need them. And so they just turned them over to me about 3 weeks ago and said, it is unheard of for somebody to give you the buildings that's on the reservation, and said, you can have charge of them now. You pay for them. You take care of them, but they're yours. This week, because you told me, you prophesied and said you're going to open 5 more churches. Do you remember that? You don't remember that. You don't remember that. I remember that. But now you remember because we both remember that the Holy Ghost brings all things back to our remembrance. So I want to thank God. Because in it, I didn't understand that in being obedient, even though it cost a lot to press into those things, as I did it, it opened up another level of the Spirit of God in my life. You see, saints, men and women of God, when God speaks something to you, it don't make sense at first. Somebody say hallelujah. But when you trust God and you stay with God, the Bible says the just shall live. And when you live by faith, you recognize that when you walk with God, that God takes you places, praise God, where he's already prepared for you. Somebody say, well, where is that in the Bible? The steps of a good man has been ordered by God. Look at your neighbor and say, put in your order. I ain't got it yet. So the presence of God comes to bring us into a place of the supernatural presence of God. In this hour that we're in, it's not an hour of hype because we've been hyped a lot. Somebody say hallelujah. We've been hyped with this and hyped with that. But God now is bringing us to a place of solid foundation. He's bringing us to a place that the Bible talks about. Praise God. Hallelujah. It talks about everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But that which cannot be shaken shall remain. So now, touch your neighbor and say, we down to the bottom now. Everything that could be shaken, every devil that we had to fight, praise God, we are almost experts now fighting demons. Come on, say hallelujah. And so I say to you that don't understand the things of God, you need to get with somebody who understands the warfare of God, because you can learn faster when you hang out with somebody that already know what they're doing. Somebody say hallelujah. And then for those of you that have experience, you need to stop letting the devil tell you you don't know nothing, because you know enough to stop letting him beat up on you. Come on, say hallelujah. And so when you come to that place, you begin to recognize within yourself, within you being brought together, within God putting you together and making you everything you can be, that you recognize that God reaches back in your history and he pulls things that he's already taught you, and then he pulls things from this place, he pulls things from this place, he pulls things from this place, and after a while, you're not halfway, but you have been made whole. This is a season of power. Shama lokoramaye. This is a season like no other. Lift your hands. You're going to see the Spirit of God move. You're going to hear things in the supernatural. You're going to feel things that you never saw. You're going to see the miraculous. You're going to see the blind heal. You're going to see dead people raised from the dead. And you're going to hear the voice of God whispering in the winds. As I was coming, we were about 35 miles out. And I said to my wife, I said, they've been praying. This whole heaven is open. And all I could feel is while I was praying in tongues, it was like when you take butter out of the refrigerator and you let it set in a warm room for about 4 hours. Then you just put the knife in it, just drips right through it. I come through and I could feel while I was praying, it was just like butter. And I said, woo, woo, they done opened up this heaven. And I said, God, we must join our intercessors from our church with your intercessors so we can network the intercessors, because this anointing is beyond anything we have. And God said, tonight is a night of the supernatural proportion of God. So since I'm not going to preach 3 hours, hallelujah, tonight, I'm just going to preach 2 hours and 45 minutes. I believe that God has something to say. But the truth of the matter is that if we really allowed the Spirit of God to be free, we could hand that mic around the room. We could be preaching till the sun came up. Because the presence of God has literally ignited the body of believers. God now has begun to remove the rubbish. He's begun to remove the dross. He's begun to bring us to a place of miracles and power. This is a season like no other. And if you don't be who God called you to be, you'll never be what God wants you to be. Because God is calling you to a new place. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody's saying, hey, preacher, get to the scripture. Praise God, I am the scripture. I better have it in me. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody asked the question, why come the Hebrew boys didn't get burned up? I said, because they didn't have faith, they became faith. Come on, say hallelujah. You can't burn up faith. Come on, say amen. They said, well, why Daniel didn't get up? I said, because Daniel didn't just have faith. Daniel was faith. Come on, say hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, become faith. Become the faith of God. Become the faith. Walk in the faith. Talk to faith. Walk. Get up in the morning. Speak to your status. Speak to your future. Speak to your destiny. Speak. Somebody say hallelujah. Bible says speak to your mountain. Praise God. The mountain is your destiny. Because some stuff is trying to stop you. But God says speak to your destiny. Speak to it with power. I want you to turn, praise God, to the book of Acts chapter 1. Praise God. And I want to do, praise God, what the Lord would have me, because I'm sure that we got prophets, we got evangelists, we've got apostles, we've got the gifts of the Spirit in this house, and God wants to do something in this place. I'm so excited. Pastor Jakes, Apostle Jakes, I want to say that I thank God for you, because, man, when we started this thing, we had a different color hair. Yeah, we did. Yeah, you did. I remember. I got a picture of you. So you wasn't that color. But anyway, mine wasn't either. Somebody say hallelujah. And what happened was that you had a vision and people, we had a lot of opposition. Somebody say hallelujah. But God said, keep going. And we haven't seen the half yet, because what we see is not just numbers. See, you can talk about numbers, but I can promise you that numbers can't do nothing without the power of God. And so what we have is we have the covenant remnant that has power. The covenant remnant that understands the masteries of God. The covenant remnant that understand that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. The covenant remnant that understands that God has given them an assignment that shall not fail. I'm going to ask you to do something here in a moment, but I want you to lift your hand if you got miracle faith. Because God said, I'm getting ready to take you to the next level. You know, a lot of people like to watch movies with dinosaurs, but I want to tell you that what God getting ready to give you is bigger than Tyrannosaurus. Somebody say hallelujah. What God is getting ready to give you is bigger than anything you've ever had in your life. So lift your hands right now and say to the Lord in your heart, just begin to say, Lord, I want what you got for me. I want to step into the next level. Praise God, y'all see the different things we got, but I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied where I'm at. I want to be where he is. I want to be where God's spirit is moving. I want to walk in the power of God. Now the angels are here in this place. Lift your hands. Let the power of God. Be in this place supernaturally. God is speaking in this hour. You know, you take your hands down, Acts chapter 1. Praise God, verse number 8. Somebody that's got a loud voice, stand up and read it loud for me. Acts 1 and 8. Who's got a loud voice? Read that scripture for me. Stand up and read it for me. After this, you shall receive. Now say it in the first person. I shall receive. Power. After that, the Holy Ghost. I want to testify that the Holy Ghost in some ways have been restrained. It's been restrained because of our unbelief, but it's also been restrained because of demonic activity. In the church world, we've allowed witchcraft and demonic powers to literally get so much in our church that they get on the board of the church if you're not careful. But the Bible tells us that we're in an hour, praise God, in the book of Jude, that they crept in unaware. This is a time that the church must be in absolute surveillance, but not just looking externally. We must look internally to make sure we are right with God. Come on, say hallelujah. Because when we are right with God, when the Spirit of God is right in us, then we can do the miraculous, then we can walk in the things of God. Because God now is giving us a gospel that's full of no nonsense. And it's a gospel that will produce manifestation and evidence of the fruits of God. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Now, what is this? Y'all don't know what this is up here. God, his heart is focused on the harvest.
That's right.
He's speaking to the church. He said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers a few. But I want to testify that the few that he's got can get the job done. And so the Lord spoke to me 4 months ago when I was in the reservation and I was pulling past this beautiful wheat field. It was just right, just ready for harvest. And God said, stop and cut some out of the field. And he said, I want you to take it, put it under your pulpit. I think the kids kind of got a hold of it and they was trying to whip each other with it the other day and they broke up my stuff. I kind of got on because I think they were playing games, trying to swords and stuff with my wheat. Every church got them. Thank God for the children. But God began to speak to me and said, son, my heart is on the harvest and the demonstration. You know, we've got so analytical now. We've got so technological that we don't even dream dreams no more and have visions anymore. But God said we got to go back to see what God's talking about. This is a season like no other season. And God said, it's time for the harvest of God. So he said, you shall receive power. Read for me.
Power. When the Holy Spirit comes.
Yes. Now, Brother Wagner, when the Holy Ghost really comes, the Bible says these signs shall follow them. Yes. Come on, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Touch yourself and say, get with it. You need some signs. Come on, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The reason we can't get too many signs, we eat too many hamburgers. We eat too late at night. We should be praying. Come on, say hallelujah. All of us are guilty. But God is calling us now to pay attention to the signs that are coming to us. So the harvest now is there. Now, here comes the thing. The harvest has to do with all kinds of people coming. And the Bible tells us that everybody that's coming ain't part of us. Well, help me, Jesus. You got to have an eye to pick out the evil. Come on, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to have an eye to recognize it. Everybody that say hallelujah ain't for you. Everybody say thank you, Jesus ain't part of the kingdom. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. So you say, man, what kind of message have you got tonight? I got a set you free message tonight. Set you free from everything that would hinder you from being all that God called you to be. Because the Bible said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily, what? Beset us, not you, us, the body, us, not, hey, look at what she's doing. Look what they're doing. No, whatever they're doing, if they're with you, you're going to be affected by it. So God now is calling you to a place, amen, where you have to stick together. He said you know them because they love one another. And when you love one another, you look out for one another and you don't allow each other to go down without a fight. Somebody say hallelujah. But we also living in a time where we don't want to hear this because we didn't want to hear the prophet Jeremiah and the prophet Ezekiel because they were a little bit too rough. But I want to tell you that their prophecies helped Israel get back in line. Come on, say hallelujah. Because God finally gets to Ezekiel and tell him in Ezekiel chapter 37 that these bones represents Israel. They done dried up. They need a resurrection. They need an outpouring of God. So I want to ask you a question tonight as I finish my message in 2 hours and 15 minutes. I want to ask you, do you really want what God has for you? If you do, lift your hand and say, Lord, I want it.
Lord, I want it.
No, you better shout it out, Lord, I want it. Somebody say, Bishop, we don't holler like that in the North. Yes, you do. I've seen you at the hockey game over there at UND. You see that now? High-fiving and pouring beer over everybody. You can shout for a hockey puck, and I shout for him too, but you ought to be able to shout for Jesus. At the count of three, shout. 1, 2, 3, shout. Yeah. At the count of three, shout Jesus. 1, 2, 3.
Jesus.
You shall receive power. Power to heal. Power to stay right. Power to resist the devil. Power to keep your mind stayed on him. Power to heal the sick. Power to stand upright. Power to bind every devil that come toward you. Lift your hands in here and say glory. This is what God is speaking. So I came. I said, okay, God, when you woke me up this morning, Pastor Jake called and prayed for me. Praise God, him and Brother Oscar. I was thankful. But God spoke to me this morning. When I woke up, he said to the word, persona, persona. You know how God give you words, persona. So did they have that word for me? Can you put it on the screen? Did you have the word? Somebody say hallelujah. Persona, somebody said persona. I said persona. Oh, interesting. So how are you going to deal with this, God? God said, man, I know how to deal with everything. Praise God. Read it. Look at your neighbor and say, how do you perceive the person of the Holy Ghost? What's his persona? What's his character? What is he like? He's like Jesus. He's like the Father. They are one. God said to me, what's another synonym for persona? I said, image. What's the image of the Holy Ghost? The image of the Holy Ghost, sister, is seeing Jesus heal the sick. It's seeing Jesus forgive those who had messed up in life. The persona of a God of mercy. What is that other persona of the image of Jesus? Looking at little children. When our children are suffering throughout the world today, he saw them and he cried out for them. The persona of God, the presence of the Lord. This is the supernatural persona. So the persona is the image or the picture that we see of the Holy Ghost. I want to ask you a question. How do you see the Holy Ghost? Do you see him really able to heal people? Do you see him really capable of setting demonic people free? Do you really see that persona of him? Do you understand what it means? Are you working on that? Are you pressing your way into that? Are you pushing? Put your hands up. Are you pushing your way into the Lord? Because when you push, he's pushing back, but your strength is growing stronger. Because you're connected to his persona. Oh, shake about so sororoboga. Lift your hand and say, let this mind be in you. That's in Christ Jesus. That's his persona. When his persona is in you, there's a scripture in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the works that I do, you shall do. You shall do. Just about several months ago, the Lord began to deal with me, and he called me back. Sister Sandra, he called me back to my 3 o'clock prayer. He would wake me up at 2:50. Get up, Michael. I'd jump up out of the bed. I'd go to prayer. As soon as God said, he said, brush your teeth and go hit your knees. As soon as my knees hit the floor, the Lord would just start pouring out revelation and knowledge. Praise God, so swift and fast. And I said to God, I need to get my phone. I need to start writing. I need to do this. He said, no, it's all recorded in your spirit. So be responsible for good stewardship of what the Lord has to say. Lift your hand and say, Lord, forgive me for what I forgot and bring it back to my remembrance. Shakadabosa. So it is true that you have this big vision that you're trying to accomplish. I see this huge building. I don't know what you're getting ready to do, but it's supernatural. And even your colleagues that know you think that, man, he's stepping out of the buck too far. Yeah, no, he knew he's anointed. But God said, tell you that you and your wife have prayed and that you believe God because he put something in you when you were a little boy. And what has happened to it is it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And because you went and you put your feet up here, hand your feet to me, put them up here. He said, because you took them feet and took them to the nations and you obeyed God. Your feet went high. Pelo, pesho, pela, kachaho. You went. God said, that what you've seen is not beyond what you can do. It is God that called you. Do it. Do it. Touch your neighbor and say, God's talking to you. God's talking to me. Grab their hands and say, this is a supernatural. So I'm finishing. What does this represent? God's focus is on the harvest, and you are his harvest. He's ready to develop you. He's ready to strengthen you. He's ready to anoint you. And the magnitude of the power of God is very important, praise God, to you. If a farmer sows a field and it don't rain and the sun don't come, the charismatic power of God will not cause that crop to grow in its proper order. And so God now has to send his glory so that we can develop into what he wants. Could you lift your hand for 30 seconds? The glory of God is in this building. The glory of God is here. Just begin to worship God. You say, Pastor, it's been a fight. I know it's been a strain. I know it's been devils. We got fought by the devil all day today. Hallelujah. I saw demons calling me on the phone out of other places that ain't bothered me for years. And they called me today. I didn't even answer the phone. Because I knew it was the devil. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for your glory. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. You may put them down. And God is speaking the word. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. Read for me, Brother Steve.
And you will be my witnesses.
And you shall be my witnesses. Now, this gets very interesting. Excuse me for sitting down, but I feel real comfortable. Because before I came here, the Lord told me, R-E-S-T, just rest. I'll do the work. I talked to some of the pilots on some of the biggest planes we have in the world. They said, all we do is get it off the ground, push in the buttons, and sit back and have a conversation while it flies. Lift your hand and say, we just pushed in the buttons and the Holy Ghost is going to take us where we need to go. We're just going to enjoy the ride. Somebody say hallelujah. So it's interesting that God begins to speak to us in a supernatural way. And I said to God, what you doing to me? I never seen myself like this. You're taking me to another level. He said, yeah, you finally got rid of all of yourself. Y'all didn't get that yet. And so he said, now you see how wonderful it feels to be like Jesus. Come on, say hallelujah. You be like Jesus in the morning, you be like Jesus at night. You just learn how to follow him and learn how to be like him. Because when you like him, you're peaceful. Have you ever been around people who just upset you? Well, I tell you, next time avoid them. Say, I can't, I live with them. But anyway, that's your problem. You better pray, 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 pray. Take authority, believe God for a miracle. Somebody say amen. You shall be witnesses, 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 witnesses. Could y'all say that about 15 times? Say it, just keep saying it. Witnesses, 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 witnesses. Let it ring, witnesses, 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 witnesses. Now what that means is that God has a responsibility to you to make you the witness. So you couldn't be a witness until the Holy Ghost come to you. So you had to have some help. That's why he's called the helper, the paraclete. That's why you have the Holy Ghost. You're going to hear more messages on the Holy Ghost than you've ever heard in your life because God is reintroducing us to the fullness of his power. So God began to speak to me, and you shall be witnesses unto me where?
In Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. I know Thief River don't look like Jerusalem, but this is your Jerusalem. Somebody say hallelujah. That's your Jerusalem back home. That's your Jerusalem back. That's your Jerusalem where you live. Jerusalem, where else?
And in all Judea.
And all Judea, not some of Judea. Study the landmass. That's a lot of stuff. Everything that's in it, everything that encompasses it. God is working miracles in the time of God. Let me tell you a story. 1999, one of my men was with one of my members and her mother that are members of the Sioux Nation tribe in Spirit Lake. 1999. Across America, they were having marches for Jesus, remember? March for Jesus was going on all over the country. So this young man, who was a master sergeant in the Air Force, praise God, he later made chief and stayed in for 30 years. He said, man, I want to go out there. So one of our members said, my mom wants to do a march on the reservation. And so he said, okay, we'll go. So he took a cross. He took this cross we had at the church. We had up on the wall. He took it down. And he took the cross out there. And so the tribal chairwoman, who was the first woman to be a chair leader of that tribe, made a declaration, a March for Jesus Day. She put it in writing and signed it. Now, you got to hear this. Because I believe God's getting ready to bring up stuff that we forgot about. Because there's a blessing attached to it. And so what happened was they marched down the main avenue of where all the main building of their communication system and their headquarters. And they marched for Jesus. People looked at them. There's about 15 or 20 of them marched down there. 1999. Well, they gave me the declaration letter and I had it in 1999. But somehow I took it and buried it in some stuff. And 3 years ago, I was going through my stuff. And I found that letter. And I remember we'd been struggling trying to get that ministry going on that reservation. It just wouldn't go. And I looked at that letter in 2015. I said, oh, my goodness, God. He said, what do you see, Michael? I said, I see what I didn't see before. You gave us that reservation in 1999. Because they declared it a day for Jesus on that reservation. By the head person, she signed it. So when I saw it, I began to pray. And when I found it in 2015, and I really didn't do much with it until God said to me, you better go back because I gave it to you. That March for Jesus and those feet, every place your feet shall tread, I gave you that place. And that belongs to you. No wonder they gave me two buildings. They said, don't even give buildings to people. Take them and use them for the people of God. And so when I went back and I spoke to the tribal chairwoman who is back in office. She's back in office after so many years. So I went back and talked to her, and I said something about we wanted to do something and work in the reservation. She said, listen, we're having a drug problem. Can you help us? Can you bring people to help us with these things? I said, the power of God is what you need here. And we began to come. And so all of a sudden I said, you know, in 1999 you signed a letter, let us have a March for Jesus. She said, I did. I said, yeah. She said, you got a copy? I said, I got a copy right here. She looked at it. Can I have that copy? I said, you can have that copy. From that day, God opened that reservation. And now we've been there for 16 weeks. God is doing something supernatural. Lift your hands. I'm almost finished. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the power of God. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea. Keep reading.
And Samaria.
And Samaria. You're extending. You're going. That's what United Team International is doing. By the grace of God and by the power of God. Only God could do this. God's doing it. But what is he doing? He's doing something inside of you. He's building you to a new level of power. Now lift your hands. I'm almost finished here. Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the glory of God. Thank you for your presence and thank you for your anointing. In Samaria, in Samaritan, where else did it say, preacher? You may put them down. Where else?
And to the ends of the earth.
And to the ends of the earth, which means there's work for us to do. God began to talk to me as I begin to come here tonight. I'm going to close with these things. He said to me, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I said to God, he said, don't get in a hurry. Wait for me to anoint you. For this is the season of the power of God. I said, okay, God, so what am I waiting on? Am I waiting on more strength? Am I waiting on more power? He said, no, you're waiting on my word to reactivate you one more time in the things of the Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. And I said, God, what are you activating? He said, I'm activating you because the power of the Holy Ghost takes you back to the book of Joel. And God speaks to us a supernatural word. And it has to do with prayer. It has to do with healing. It has to do with deliverance. But it also has to do with a departure of so many people leaving the faith that was once in the faith. I said, so what is this season? He said, it is a season of painful separation. And he said, but this separation is necessary so that you can do all that God has called you to do. So you have to come to a place now that you are going to set yourself to seek the face of God. So it was at the beginning of the year that God gave me a revelation. And the revelation had to do with the book of Joel. And God, while I was sitting in my living room in December of last year, the Lord showed me a match. How many remember those stick matches? We used them out in the country. And I saw this. And so one of the sisters in my church, Sister Lorraine, the one to play the trumpet. I said, Lorraine, I saw this trumpet. I said, could you do it? I said, I'm going to go to the rug store where they sell carpet and get a spool and do it. I don't know how. She said, I'll figure out how to get the thing up and make it look like one of them old matches. So she got a basketball in there. And I said, yeah. I said, listen, God began to speak to me that he's going to strike another fire. He's going to strike another fire. He's going to strike another fire, because the match could not do nothing until you ignite it. Now watch this. When you study scientifically, that white, it has the ability of thousands of abilities to ignite this. It is so hot that it has the power to ignite the red. Are you washed in the blood? If you're washed in the blood, you've been sanctified. And so the Lord began to say to me, he said, I am going to renew and ignite my people again by the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, this is a season like no other. It is a season of the presence of the book of Acts. And it will cause people to be delivered, set free, and healed. Lift your hands in this place. The persona, the presence of God, the power of God, the authority of God, the wisdom of God, the presence of his authority, the presence of his anointing, the presence of his goodness and his mercy, the living word of God to give us that which we need to walk in the presence of God. God said, I shall consume the midst of you. I shall come in your presence. I shall anoint you. And where two agree as touching anything in this hour, it shall be done. This is a miracle season. That's why the prophet is important in this season. The spoke word and agreeing with that is when it will come to pass. Why? Because so much doubt and unbelief have come into the church. And God now is rekindling with the fire of the prophet. Shoosh, to bring the fire again back to the body of Christ. And to supernaturally awake us into the things of God. So lift your hands. I'm finished. If the musicians are here, they can get on them. And whatever God wants to do from this point on, it is the power of God. It is the presence of God. It is the depth of God. It is the call of God. It is the purpose of God. It is the wisdom of God. It is God speaking. It is God listening. It is God holding fast the profession of our faith in us. It is God that is helping us. I said to God, I want to move. I want to go where you want me to go. I want to say what you want me to say. And God is beginning to tell me, I need you to rest. I need you to rest in my presence. I need you to know that I've got everything under control. I need you to know that there's a fire that's burning inside your soul. There is a fire that cannot be put out. I want to talk to my brothers, my pastors, my sisters and brothers in ministry and tell you that God, he's stirring up a new fire. He's stirring up a new glory. He's stirring up new power. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. God is getting rid of the demonic powers. He's binding them now. And he's beginning to loose the nations. He's beginning to loose us into the supernatural. Somebody said, well, Bishop, we've heard that Pentecost message. We've heard that Holy Ghost message. Well, you need to hear it again and again and again and again and again. Because it is the power of the Holy Ghost that's taking you to new places. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that is speaking the word to you. Lift your hands. Say, fill me, Lord. Fill me anew. Fill me afresh. Fill me again. Touch my mind. Touch my spirit. Touch my soul. I say yes to your will. I say yes to your way. I say yes all day. I say yes. Yes to your will. I say yes to your will. Can you tell him yes? Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes in my soul. Lord, you're my strength. Lord, you're my peace. I give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your presence. You are the mighty God. You are the glorious God. Yes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your glory fill this place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory fill this place. Fill your people, fill your temples. Let your glory heal us and restore us and renew us. That's what Pentecost is about. It renewed the church. It birthed the church. It established the church. And it became your force and your power in the earth, in Central America, in South America, in Africa, in Australia, in Europe, in Asia. You are the God that goes to the Caribbean, the South Pacific, the United States, North America. Let your glory be upon us now. I'm going to ask you to do something here. I'm going to ask you to push into prayer for the next 2 minutes. I'm going to ask you to open your mouth and pray. I'm going to ask you, those that got the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Spirit, because we're not going to hold back anymore. God has called us together. Yes, yes, Lord, let your glory, let your power, let your presence, let your anointing fill our hearts, fill our souls, oh God. Stir your people, stir your people. Let your glory come, let your power fall. Yeah. Fill us, oh God, light a new fire. fire. Set a new fire. Set a new fire. Let there be a new fire. A new fire. A new fire. A new fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire.
You are good. Whoa. You are good.
Fresh fire.
You are good. Whoa.
Fresh fire.
You are good.
Fresh fire. About to be sold into slavery. What shall I do? And he said to her, go borrow vessels, not a few. And the Bible says, she went and she borrowed the vessels. They were empty vessels. They were empty vessels. Some of you have been empty. And you said to God, I've been through so much warfare lately. I don't know what to do with myself. But God said he's getting ready to fill you up. He's getting ready to renew your strength. He's getting ready to open up supernatural doors. This is your supernatural season. And the Bible says that the woman had faith. And even though it seemed like she was under the stress and under duress, she went out and took her sons and said, bring in the vessels. And they went through the city. You see, if you're going to get a miracle, you can't just sit there. You got to do something. You got to press into your miracle. You got to press into your blessing. And the Bible says that they brought those vessels into that house. And she began to pour out. Now, here's the miracle. Here's the miracle. Now, some of y'all theologians know better than me, but I'm just a country boy. So all I can see is that she, he's a preacher, he's a prophet. I understand it. That's why I see him. Praise God. And so the scripture says that she had a little bit of oil. Now she had a little bit of oil. If I know anything about oil, because I came out of the South, where we used to cook with Crisco oil, we used to make our own oil out of pig fat. Amen. And we had a little vessel that kept the oil in it. And the Bible says she brought all the vessels and she had a little vessel. Well, what it was faith. And she began to take it and pour it into the thing. God said, tell you that your faith has enough ability to fill up everything. And the Bible says that she ran out of vessels, but she did not run out of oil. Somebody say hallelujah. And so God said, you're not going to run out of oil because the oil is eternal. Lift your hands up. When the Bible tells us that David was anointed and the horn of oil that Samuel poured on him, it was the oil of God's anointing. God's anointing never fails. So I say to you tonight, as the body of believers, that the power of God is here to heal. He's here to deliver. He's here to set free. Be blessed. Be healed. Be delivered. I saw in this service, Brother David, you can come now. I saw you coming when I finished preaching. Whatever God gives you, sir. God is in this place. You see, the corporate ministry is supernatural. God has spoken a word of his glory in this place. He set a new fire. He's preparing you to get this harvest. The time of the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.